two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A group of Utah Democrats is calling for Senator Gene Davis to be suspended amid sexual misconduct allegations. They say they're doing it so no one else gets hurt. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, the Department of Justice has asked a federal judge to unseal the Mar-a-Lago search warrant. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's in Davis County, where we have emergency traffic on northbound I-15 due to a vehicle and grass fire near 2300 North Sunset. Right lanes remain blocked. You have stop and go delays through Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another 4 degrees cooler today at 92 with a chance for storms. I'm Matt Johnson.
We're parked at 88 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Attorney General Merrick Garland facing pressure after the FBI searched former President Trump's estate this week. Garland today says the department moving to disclose some details.
The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter.
ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on the investigation.
The subpoena was sent to former President Trump in the spring and sought documents that he had allegedly taken from the White House but should not have been kept. It was not clear what exactly the subpoena sought or how Trump responded, but it was a less invasive investigative step that preceded the court-authorized search of the former president's home that took place on Monday. The subpoena preceded an earlier visit to Trump's residence by federal agents in June that apparently did not resolve their concerns over classified material, setting the stage for the raid that Attorney General Merrick Garland said he personally authorized. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A judge is giving Trump and his attorneys until tomorrow to respond with any opposition to the unsealing. In Ohio, state troopers say an hours-long standoff has ended involving an armed man who earlier tried to break into an FBI office in Cincinnati. Officials have not commented on the motive. The attempt, though, comes after a rise in threats to the FBI in the wake of the search. Wholesale prices fell month to month for the first time since the pandemic, and the producer price index was still up from the same time last year, rising 9.8% in July, but just a little better, and gas prices continue to drop. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says there's still unknowns.
Are they going to continue to trend lower? Well, there are lots of question marks. Geopolitical events, I mean, we still have a war going on in Ukraine, and it's also going to depend on how much our refineries are able to churn out. We're going to be entering the thick of hurricane season, and if those knock out some of the refineries along the Gulf.
You're listening to ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Ever since the FBI visit to Mar-a-Lago, things have gotten feisty online, with some going so far as to threaten violence. ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett is joining me live. Brad, there was already this one incident at the FBI office in Cincinnati today. Does the Justice Department need to do more to calm people down or stop any violence in its tracks? What did they do?
Well, you know, it's very difficult, obviously, if an individual, and maybe it's this guy in Cincinnati today, decides on his own to go attack an FBI office, an FBI agent. I mean, it's like any other type of crime. If you don't know what's going to happen, you can't stop it. So, you know, does the FBI and other law enforcement agents keep track of certain people? They do. But the reality is you can't watch people 24/7. And there are so many people that I would say is unhinged running around this country. They may not ever harm anybody, but certainly have some propensity, perhaps, to do that. It's a real challenge for the FBI.
Today, Merrick Garland announced that they're asking a federal judge to unseal the search warrant for Mar-a-Lago, or at least part of the search warrant. Is that a step in the right direction? Could that help tamp things down?
Oh, I don't think it'll help anybody down, maybe like this guy in Ohio. Because the people that truly believe President Trump is that they think that anything that the Department of Justice, FBI, or maybe any Democrat says is a lie. And, you know, Trump has basically spent, even before he was running for president, very negative terms about the Department of Justice and the FBI that only accelerated when he was president. I mean, delegitimizing some of the most important rule of law people, the FBI and the Department of Justice, is such a foolish thing to do. They are the ones that protect us in and day out from a number of issues. I've never understood that. I mean, I guess I understand why he does it. But the point being, you know, eroding people's trust in the FBI is actually interesting.
It's ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. He spent 35 years in federal law enforcement, so we wanted to get his perspective despite that shaky phone line. Brad, thanks so much for joining us. KSL News Time 320.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.